You can't sit and listen to Joni Mitchell long without feeling a growing sense of love and understanding, because she really is a poet. This is Bill Huey, and we'll talk to Joni on What's It All About.
Driving into town with a dark cloud above you, dialing the number who's bound to love you. Oh, honey, you turn me on. I'm a radio, I'm a country station, I'm a little bit. Broadcasting tower waiting for you, and I'm sending you this signal here. I hope you can pick it up loud and clear. I know you don't like weak women, you get bored so quick, and you don't like strong women, 'cause they're hip to your tricks. It's been dirty for dirty down the line, but you know I come when you whistle and you're.
Joni Mitchell was a name even before she made her record debut in the late 60s, because her songs had been made famous by the likes of Judy Collins, Buffy St. Marie, and Tom Rush. Joni is a real folk poet with all the sensitivities involved in that title. Her songs, such as Both Sides Now or the many on her album Blue, combine beautiful melody, polished poetry, and deep insight. But Joni, like most of the other greats in the rock field, is an evolvement from many different kinds of music and many different kinds of influences.
I sang folk songs, I mean traditional songs, for a very short time. Most of the songs that were in my repertoire were contemporary songs, so they'd already begun to change and began to absorb other influences other than just, you know, the traditional structure. Most of the people who are in rock now our ex-folk singers, Mama Cass, for instance, David Crosby, Stephen Stills played the folk music circuit. So all of those people brought with them their folk influences to rock and roll. Stephen Stills, for instance, I think the kind of folk music that he liked, he's very South American in his rhythms. He lived in South America for a while, so he brings that to his music. David Crosby has a bit of a jazz thing, I think, happening in it, which is, again, an extension of blues, which is, you know, I mean, it goes on forever.
Perhaps the most important thing about rock music is that it is a product of so many musical influences. Country, blues, gospel, classical, jazz, and with each of these influences adding a new dimension. And it's a similar situation with life. We are the sum total of all our experiences. We're influenced by so many things, our environment, our heritage, the people we meet, and as a result, we are different. We act and react differently. We like and dislike different things, different people. And that's what makes life interesting. Life would be very dull if we were all the same. But the problem comes from many of us in accepting the difference. And that's the paradox. Though it would probably be a dull existence if we weren't different, at the same time, we are threatened by it. But that's where growth comes in. As we reach out to understand and accept those who are different, we find that we ourselves grow in character, in acceptance, and even self-acceptance. And maybe that reaching out is what it's all about.